Coming today on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
If you don't have a strategy in place, you feel out of control. And when we feel out of control, we do things that are not necessarily in our benefit.
So the big questions are these. How can we navigate and negotiate every situation in our lives, in our career, in our businesses, in our relationships, and even with ourselves for our own self-worth? In other words, what if you could win every time and have no losers? Let's face it, we're not negotiating just to buy a car or for a pay raise. We are negotiating for living in every aspect of our lives. How can we do that powerfully, successfully, and victoriously? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Rebecca Zung, and welcome to the time where you negotiate your best life.
Hi, welcome to today's podcast. I am super excited today to have Erin Levine here with me. She is the CEO, founder of Hello Divorce. She is a lawyer extraordinaire. She's an amazing person. She's also one of the sponsors of this podcast, which we are so proud to showcase her work because she's incredible, and Hello Divorce is an incredible resource for so many different people. And she also happens to be a dear friend. So welcome, Erin.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. I'm really excited to be here. I absolutely love your podcast and your course. Huge fan. And it's great to be talking to you again.
Thank you. And so I wanted to chat with you because I had seen an article that you had written on ways to move forward in your divorce, even during coronavirus, because, you know, I think a lot of people are feeling stuck, and a lot of people are feeling stuck safer at home or sheltering in place with people that mm-hmm. they really don't want to be with right now. And so I loved that, you know, you came up with some ways that people can actually have forward momentum while they're divorcing. So one of the things that you suggested is remembering that you don't need to go to court in California to get a divorce. Well, I think a lot of states are like that, actually. So do you want to talk more about that?
Yeah, sure. I think, you know, the reason behind the article was that I had so many people coming to me saying, you know what, after 1, 2, 3, maybe even 5 years, I finally made the decision that I want a divorce. And so to be stuck and not be able to move forward felt like something that they couldn't even live with. Because once you make that decision, you really do want to have some forward momentum. So that was the reason behind the article, and I'm so excited that I got your attention and that it's seen so many hits and people are finding it helpful. It's true. Most states do not require you to go to court to get a divorce, and even the states that do require a hearing, many of them are doing these hearings virtually, so through a software called BlueJeans, sometimes Zoom, sometimes even by phone. So if you're in a position where you and your spouse are able to come to an agreement, either on your own or with the help of a mediator, then you likely can still get divorced even during a global pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I would just add to what you're saying, and that is that even if you do have to go to court to quote unquote get divorced, if you are doing an uncontested divorce, meaning that you're coming to some kind of an agreement, most of the time, the only time you ever have to show up, if at all, is at the end for the final hearing. And as you said, I think a lot of states are actually not even requiring that so much anymore. But is, you know, the only time I think that people really need to show up in court is if they're fighting over stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it really depends on the state. Like in Ohio, for example, even if you have a completely uncontested divorce, you still need to have a court hearing at the end.
Right.
Yeah. But remember, you know, divorce is generally a marathon, not a sprint. And so you can be doing a whole lot to move your divorce forward without actually needing to finalize it in this moment. So,
right. Even though the courts, you know, I know, in Florida, you know, some of the counties are actually doing everything via Zoom now, and they're just fully open. And some of the counties are just completely still totally closed. So, but that doesn't mean that you can't file things. You can still file for divorce and you can still start moving forward with the case, right?
Right, absolutely. And, you know, I always say that there's two real main aspects of divorce, right? There's the procedural piece. That's all the forms that have to get done and completed and filed. So that you can absolutely continue to do right now. And then there's the substantive piece, right? The actual issues that need to get resolved before you can get divorced, like a parenting plan, like child or spousal support, attorney's fees, who's going to pay for those, and property and debt division. So you can be working on that as well. And ultimately, when there is an agreement or when there is a court order on all of those issues, that's when we can move forward to finalize our divorce.
Absolutely. And so your second point is get organized. Can you talk more about what kinds of things people should be getting organized at this point?
Yeah, so absolutely. I think, you know, not everybody is going to want to move forward or finalize their divorce right now. As an example, if you're interested in keeping the house, buying your spouse's interest in a house, and you suspect, based on this pandemic, that the housing values are going to drop in 5-10 months, you might not be hurrying to buy your spouse out right now. So this is just a little caveat, a little disclaimer. Just because there are ways to move your divorce forward doesn't mean that you necessarily want to finalize that agreement when so much of the economy is in upheaval. But to answer your question, getting organized, you are negotiating your way out of one of the most complicated financial contracts of your life, the marital contract. And you can't possibly do that without knowing the terms, without knowing what it is that you're negotiating. And so this is your opportunity to really find out what needs to be resolved and what documents you have to support that and what you don't have and you still need to get. So I always recommend that people go to our site. Even if you're not in California, you can download our Hello Divorce worksheet, and that helps you think about all the things that you're ultimately going to need to have an agreement on: your car, your kids, legal custody, decisions around your children, like what doctor they're going to use, whether they can have mental health care, just getting everything on the table so that you can get organized, know what it is you have and what you need still.
Yeah, exactly. And I think is like a financial affidavit available on your website as well, or something like that?
We don't have that in California. Tell me what it is that...
So the financial document that you have to fill out where you swear to the court, like what your expenses are. Because I was just thinking, yes, if you have some sort of a resource that explains, you know, so that people can start to gather information about, you know, how much they spend monthly on dining out, or how much they spend monthly on grooming, or how much they spend monthly on their pets, you know, things like that. It's easier to figure out, okay, here's my power bill. But some of those other expenses are a little bit more difficult sometimes, and you don't even remember them sometimes.
Right, right. And so all of those questions are going to be asked in the divorce worksheet as well. In fact, once you complete that worksheet, you're actually, you know, you can use those answers to complete your financial affidavit or any other legal document that you have to do under the penalty of perjury to state your expenses or assets. So yes, all those questions are in there. So you start thinking about it now.
Yeah, I always found people would forget about things like gifts, like, you know, how much they spend a month on birthday gifts, or how much they spend at holiday time, and annualize that out as part of their overall budget, you know? So that's something that they could definitely work on as well. You also mention decide what you truly want. Can you talk about that?
Right. So this goes to the substance of your divorce. The three key things that you have to work on before you can resolve your divorce: property and debt, child custody if you have kids, and child and or spousal support. Who will pay for how much and for how long? And so this is your opportunity to educate yourself, to learn either on your own or with the help of a legal coach, what it is that you're entitled to, what's your best and worst case scenario, where you have leverage, where you have exposure, so you can start determining what your non-negotiables are and what your wants are. And when I say wants, you know, understand that you might not get all of your wants, but let's at least determine what your non-negotiables are.
Yeah. So, you know, and your best case scenario and your worst case scenario. I mean, because, you know, I always tell people, like, figure that out, because whatever your best case scenario is, that's the other person's worst case. And, you know, nobody's settling for their worst case. So try right. to figure out, like, what it is that is, like, drop dead most important to you. You know, the issues that you're going to go to the mountain over.
Right.
You also talk about getting a strategy in place. This is one of my favorite things to talk about because of my SLAY method. S stands for strategy. So talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, this is where you and I align. And I mean, in a lot of different areas too, but this is one area that we both feel is so key and crucial. If you don't have a strategy in place, you feel out of control. And when we feel out of control, we do things that are not necessarily in our benefit. And so your strategy might change, and that's okay, but it's important to get one in place. Sometimes the strategy includes things like ground rules, seeing if you and your spouse can set some ground rules on, are you both going to try to stay out of court? Are you going to tell your kids together in a neutral way? Are you going to get a legal coach? I mean, just thinking about the strategy that you're going to take to get from here to there is so, so important. And you don't need to do it alone. Like, there are tons of resources out there. There's great legal coaches. If you're working with a legal coach, which is a lawyer, you want to think about working with someone who is both skilled at negotiation and staying out of court, and if necessary, also has experience with litigating, right? Because if your strategy doesn't work, if you're not able to stay out of court, then you need to know that you can be ready and you are preparing your case so that you can litigate successfully.
Right. You want to be able to not lose any ground and just, like, jump right into, okay, this is the next phase, because obviously the nice way didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
Coming up, more with Erin Levine on spousal distancing, divorcing during COVID.
And remember to be generous and creative when you're thinking about modifying parenting schedules right now. This is just one moment in time. It's not going to last forever. And so if you're giving your spouse, your ex-spouse, more parenting time right now with the understanding that maybe you can make that time up later on, or maybe not even, like, maybe it just is what it is right now, that's okay.
Not everyone needs full representation by an attorney on retainer. In fact, sometimes lawyering up can make things worse. At Hello Divorce, you get the best of all worlds. You get technology and legal professionals. You get some help along the way, and you get to do the parts yourself that you want to do yourself. Just $99 a month, cancel at any time. You can use their divorce navigator, think TurboTax for divorce, to prepare all of your legal forms. Right now, it's available in California, but it will be expanding soon to other states. Sign up free and get a 15-minute free intro call and access to loads of curated resources, tools, and worksheets designed to make the divorce process affordable, transparent, empowering, and successful. Use the code HELLO50 to get $50 off toward anything you'd like. Just go to hellodivorce.com to get started today. Are you struggling with how to negotiate and win? Maybe you're dealing with a personality that's particularly challenging, like a narcissist or other high-conflict personality, and you're feeling powerless. Make sure to download my free Win My Negotiation cheat sheet at www.winmynegotiation.com.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can hear more on how to deal with the pandemic in episodes such as Negotiating and Navigating the Unknown with celebrity psychic Laura Powers.
So I'm really passionate about teaching this because the sooner you learn this and the sooner you learn to trust it, the more smoothly everything will go for you.
And now we return to today's show.
So another area that I think is really, really important is talking about a co-parenting plan. And if you could talk about not only working through what the plan will be after, but if you have any advice for people right now while they're dealing with this COVID stuff on how to deal with their parenting plans.
Yeah, so co-parenting during COVID is so, so challenging. I know, like, even happily intact families are having a lot of trouble around co-parenting during this time because, you know, I mean, like, everybody handles the CDC guidelines differently. Everyone interprets shelter in place differently. Issues come up, like whether or not it's safe to work on the front lines and whether or not it's safe to have your kids in the home. I mean, so much comes up right now. When we first got shelter in place in the Bay Area, we had over 1,500 people in a week ask us questions about whether or not they could even do the custody exchange, and if so, what would that look like? I think most of us have gotten past that point now, and most people are doing custody exchanges unless they've worked out something else. The courts have told us that if the exchanges are local and there's no you know, insane factors that we need to know about, that these exchanges should take place. But it doesn't mean that other issues aren't coming up. And that's what we're trying to help people work through.
Yeah, what kinds of issues are you seeing coming up?
Well, so, you know, we've got some, like, older kids that were doing 50-50 parenting, co-parenting share, and now, you know, they want to stay at one house more than the other. Maybe it's because one parent has land and it gives the kids an opportunity to go and, you know, get space and have time outdoors. Maybe one parent has access to, like, a PlayStation or whatever kids play video games on these days. And so, you know, then sometimes there's conflict there. Like, do we force the kids to go back and forth, or are we okay with the kids staying with one parent? Other issues we've seen pretty often is the issue of one parent being an essential worker and being out every day exposed to other people, potentially other people who are sick, and whether or not that will shift the parenting plan. And at least at the guidance that we're getting from most courts, from most judges, is like, no, if the parent is asymptomatic and wants to have custody of the children right now, then they should, in fact, continue to have custody. But I get it. Like, there are other issues that come up, like one parent having an immune deficiency issue or some sort of health issue that makes them even more susceptible to having complications if they were to get coronavirus. And, you know, that's scary too. The least amount of contact with the outside world, the better. But what if your child is going to dad or mom's house and they have a new partner and they have stepchildren? You know, now we're really expanding the, you know, area of contact. And that's really scary for a lot of people.
Yeah, I actually saw a story come out of Miami where an essential worker, I believe the mother was is a physician. She mm-hmm. actually lost temporary custody of her child temporarily by the court. Said because she's, you know, on the front lines and could be exposed, she just doesn't get to see her kid during this whole thing. I mean, a judge actually ordered that. It's a horrendous decision, I think. But, you know,
I think the Florida Supreme Court overturned that. I could be wrong, but I think so. But that was one of the first cases that came down where people were just completely panicking. But, you know, I mean, it really is. It's really illustrative of what people are facing right now on a regular basis. Like, you can see why people on both sides of the equation would feel passionate about their position.
Absolutely. And, you know, I do a webinar every single week on the 3 must-have secrets to communicating with a narcissist. And at the end of my webinar, I always do a live Q&A. And I've been getting a lot of questions about this. And, you know, in other worlds, in the rest of my career, it's been easy to answer custody questions because it's like, what does the last order say? That's
right,
what you do.
Right.
You know, I mean, mm-hmm. that's what the court's going to enforce. And, you know, even if there's an emergency situation, I've always told people in the past, like, okay, if there's an emergency situation and you couldn't abide by the whatever the last order said, then, you know, be ready to explain that in a hearing to a judge when the inevitable motion for contempt comes down the road and you have to explain why you didn't abide by the parenting plan and make sure that it's going to be a good excuse. And so, you know, we've never seen a global pandemic before in our lifetime, so we've never had to grapple with anything like this before. So, you know, the answer that I've been giving is pretty much the same. Like, you know, if you're going to withhold parenting time from the other parent, you better have a really darn good reason down the road when you're going to have to explain that to the judge.
Yeah, especially when courts have been very clear across the country that you should not be withholding time. And so if you do, I have my legal answer, which is like, what does the order say? And my mama bear answer, which is, I get it. There's something really, really, really serious here and you're not going to ignore it and you're not going to exchange custody. But if that's the case, be prepared to explain it. Be prepared for the ramifications. Document your efforts to try to resolve it with the other parent. And remember to be generous and creative when you're thinking about modifying parenting schedules right now. This is just one moment in time. It's not going to last forever. And so if you're giving your spouse, your ex-spouse, more parenting time right now with the understanding that maybe you can make that time up later on, or maybe not even, like maybe it just is what it is right now. That's okay. That's really okay. We want our kids to feel safe. And if our kids don't feel good, we don't feel good. And so I really want people to think about, you know, what they can do to help make this easier on their kids and them, quite frankly.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it's gone on a lot longer than what people thought. I mean,
yeah.
I think when we first started this, it was like we thought, okay, maybe a week, maybe two. You know, I don't think anybody envisioned that, you know, months later, we're still doing this and we're still having to consider what's going on. And it's also kind of difficult because all the states are different. And even within states, like different counties are different or different cities, mm-hmm. You know, so it's so widely variable what's going on all over. So it's hard for parents to know what to do with all these mixed messages, I think.
Oh, it's so hard. I mean, just to your point earlier, my entire career, 15 years of lawyering, I've always been able to give people straight answers when they ask me a question about child custody. And one of the most challenging things I've ever had to do as a professional is answer with, it depends, or I don't know. And that's precisely what's happening now. I can share with you experiences of other people. I can share with you what the feedback is that we're getting from courts. I can share with you the consensus among top family law attorneys. But ultimately, we have no idea how things are going to be interpreted or how long we're going to be stuck in this situation. And so it's a lot of common sense, using your common sense, taking deep breaths. If you don't meditate, that's fine, but get some time alone so you can really process what it is that you're feeling and how we can be less reactionary and more thoughtful about the choices we make.
Oh, that's such really good advice. Really good advice. So if you could just, I want to have you touch a little bit on creating a plan. You know, that's one of the things that I tell people all the time is when they're thinking about leaving, you know, creating a plan for, you know, living and money and all that stuff. If you could just touch on that a little bit.
Yeah. So I think that it's, like I said earlier, very important to create a plan. So one thing that I think is super important is determining what it is that you like have access to in terms of financials, in terms of money, what you have access to and like what it is you're going to need going forward. So determining a budget is really key. Whether or not you think that ultimately this is going, you'll be able to work this out with your spouse or you're going to need to lawyer up. If that's the case, now is a really good time to start interviewing lawyers and to find lawyers who are comfortable online and have the technology to really be able to help you during these times. Because I will tell you that divorce is paperwork and that the vast majority of lawyers are not tech savvy. And so if they don't have a way to get you to file motions and to have you e-sign documents and to have online meetings, then that's not only going to become more expensive for you, but it's going to be like the least productive thing possible. So I think that that is really key, finding a good lawyer that you can connect with, get a strategy in place and get some legal advice.
Oh, that is such good advice. I really, really can't stress that enough, what you just said. So before we go, I just want to make sure that you have a chance to talk about Hello Divorce and your website and how people can find out more about you and what you offer.
Thank you. Happy to talk about myself. I am the CEO and founder of Hello Divorce, and Hello Divorce helps people get through their divorce start to finish using an online platform and access to lawyers or legal coaches or legal assistants if you need it. So if you are in California and you are getting ready to start the divorce process or maybe even in it and want to adjust course, you are welcome to go to hellodivorce.com and schedule a 15-minute free strategy session, and we'll help you to determine which option is best for you. I also have a law firm in the Bay Area that's Levine Family Law Group. And so if you're looking for more support or representation, or you're concerned that the divorce might get a little bit more messy or complicated, then our law firm is where you'd want to go. And finally, our social media handles across the board are at Hello Divorce. And whether you are in California or not, I would strongly suggest that you sign up for our free membership, because we have loads of resources and tools that are helpful across state lines. And we're slowly moving into each state, so you will be notified if your state is one of the states that we're going to be expanding to shortly.
And it's absolutely fantastic. And you do offer a special code for the listeners of Negotiate Your Best Life, which is HELLO50. And that gives you $50 off of any of her services, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can even try out our software, the Divorce Navigator, for free, see if it works for you. But essentially, it's a series of questions that we ask you in an online interview. And when you're done with each section, your divorce forms automatically populate. So that is a great way to get started on your divorce, even during this crazy global pandemic.
Love it, love it, love it. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us this morning. And everybody go to Hello Divorce and check out her stuff.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by and listening to this episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. Check back next Monday for more inspirational pearls of wisdom. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, I'd love if you would give it a 5-star rating and tell me what you liked in a review on iTunes. Also, be sure to grab your winning negotiation cheat sheet at winmynegotiation.com. And remember, today is a perfect day to start negotiating your best life.